Hi. Hey y'all. Oh my goodness. Hi, I'm super excited. Oh my goodness, I'm super excited. Oh, it's been such a long time. But hey, yo guys, hi. Happy New Year. I think gonna just forgive me for saying Happy New Year on the 19th. I think today's the 20th of Oh, February, and I'm saying Happy New Year. I mean, I'm super excited, and I just didn't want it to pass. And you gotta forgive me, this is my first episode of the year, so you know what? Happy New Year, and I hope 2024 has actually been kind to you. You know, you're having some new experiences, and I know a lot of things have happened, like a lot of things. You know, you wake up in the morning, I don't know, Rita Waini. You wake up in the morning, I don't know if you're well. You wake up in the morning, now the dollar is dropping. I mean, you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh my goodness, Kenya is just, you know, everything is just happening. But regardless, I hope you're doing well. If this is your first time here, welcome to Naked Lies. So Naked Lies, we always talk about all the lies that are naked. Normally, it's a 15-minute podcast, you know. And if you're a returning listener, that means you're so in love with me, you know. Thank you. And Valentine's was here, and happy Valentine's to you all. I think Valentine's is just like the worst, you know, holiday for me. I mean, it just pisses me off that there are actually people who know what people really like, you know, and there are people who don't know what you like and you think you did for a whole year until you get shocked on 14th and you're like, you didn't learn a thing about me. But anyway, regardless, welcome to Naked Lies. Oh, I wanted to say thank you, because last year I think our record charts were on top, and yeah, I thought I'm gonna start the year with like a very high tone. Oh my goodness, I thought I'm gonna be like the Lord of the podcast, you know, like Lord of the Rings or the Lord of the podcast. I know, and it's funny, but a lot of things happened in between. I mean, I had to, you know, I had to prioritize myself in so many ways. I thought I'm gonna do this episode and be like the first episode of them. I'm like, you know what? Welcome to Naked Lies. I have a new name now. I'm a radio host presenter, but that was a dream that I lived for like 3 weeks, and then it just died. You can imagine. So I've been having like a very runaround, and regardless, I know I have like remaining 300 days to prove myself that I'm gonna, like, you know, like get 2024 in order. And if you're having a bad time as well, I just want to be able to tell you that imagine you're not the only one who's having a hard time. If you're having some days you feel like the world is ending, imagine you're not the only one. If Makena can survive those days, you as well can be able to survive those days. And I'm just saying that because nowadays, every day when you go to look at the blogs, it's always a story about somebody who committed suicide or maybe something to do with mental health. And I just want to be able to, like, also, I also feel it's also my duty as your friend as well to also be able to tell you days that, you know, my days that go south. You know, most of the time we are just able to post things or maybe just talk about our good sides or maybe just talk about our winning side. Sometimes we forget that sometimes our losing stories or our dark sides or our leeward sides okay, I love geography, or our leeward sides is just like, you know, it's somebody else's motivation. So this year for me started on a very, very high tone, and I was doing well. I mean, I could be able to like juggle two masters, you know, I'm doing here, but all of them crumbled, not necessarily at the same time, but I felt I had to do it because I felt it's about time for me to be able to do things that are a little bit different. And it was scary, to be honest, because now you can imagine I don't have a salon, but you get, as in, things are tough out here. And if you're having a tough one, just know somebody's having a tougher one than you are. But we still cannot be able to, like, you know, just ignore the fact that we've been given extra days to be able to enjoy under the sun. You know, sometimes I always feel like, why is the earth called under the sun? Is the sun like the most important element we have? I don't know. And, you know, so regardless, imagine don't die hard, you know, still keep the fire blazing. Okay, and also just don't forget the dream, and it's just part of your story. And this will be your good old days where you'll be able to like wake up in the morning, like, or when you're playing, you know, there's this childhood memory I think I remember, and I think I've missed it. When you used to go to Shago, we used to have some solar panels, you know, so inafika mahali the inaitwaje the solar inazima, because maybe during the whole day, and you know, you can imagine where I come from in Nyandarua, so you're able to only see the sun like 2 hours a day, so the solar panels will only charge for like 2 hours. And then during the night when the power goes off, we start playing some games with the shadow, because now we have to light a lamp, I mean. And then my grandfather would be able to like tell us stories, and we'll be able to like mimic our hands, like, you know, things, birds like flying. And those were my good old times. So I was able to sit down and I was like, if that was me when I was 8, I was undergoing through development problems, you know, where I come from. And at the same time, now I'm 24, I'm 25, I'm 26, I'm 27, I'm 28, and I'm also undergoing through these difficulties. So the only best thing that I can do is just be able to enjoy and seal them. And I'm sorry, I know my my voice sounds very sad. It's not that it's very sad, I don't know. Nowadays when I talk much, I find myself I don't have saliva. I know, crazy. But regardless, so that's what I mean. So make this your good old days, and and somebody might be able to look at you and be like, you're wasting your time being happy. You shouldn't be happy, or you're going to work and you don't feel happy. Leave it. Look for things that are going to make you happy, and you're going to be able to stabilize your mental health. So if you go online, you'll be able to and Google something like, how can I be able to stabilize my mental health? Or how can I be able to, like, you know, there's so many how, why, when. And I was able to like read most of them, because, you know, I was undergoing a very hard time. And some of us find solace in things that are just written, you know. And I was able to summarize into 3 things. Basically, that's the foundation of this whole podcast. I just wanted to be able to tell you that 3 things that have been working for me, that I've been able to like stabilize my mental health. And I'm sharing because I've seen fruits out of them. And yeah, you can be able to add, you can be able to subtract. And one thing you should also be able to know about people speaks or TED Talks, they don't have to necessarily, like the 3 of them necessarily don't have to work for you. Just gotta pick one that's gonna work. So I'm gonna give you 3 out of 1 million. So call me Superwoman, because I felt so, you know, like I was able to come up with the 3, you know. But anyway, so the first one, which is also, okay, this one now, this is the most important. Learn how to track your moods. I mean, learn to be able to know, this makes you happy, this makes you sad, this makes you feel bad. I mean, don't be the kind of person who's like unapatwa na mshtuko wa moods. I don't know how to say it. You ever find those people who are like very sad? I love they are shocked in being happy, you know? I don't know if there are people like that, but what I'm trying to say is just track your moods. I mean, you cannot be happy 24/7, and not everything can be able to make you happy. But life is going to be very easy if you can be able to know that this is going to make you sad, this is going to make you happy. Even if it's going to make you sad and you really have to do it, you just know it's going to last for a few minutes, and then go gonga yourself, my boyfriend, feel happy. So track your moods. Also be able to track things that actually affect your mood. That's a personal thing that you're just gonna have to give yourself time and sit down and make sure you're a priority. Anything that you do, either be in front of people or by yourself, you can be able to put yourself as a priority and be able to see that this is gonna work for me or this is not gonna work for me. So number one, track your moods. So number two, develop a routine. And a routine is very important simply because it makes your mind, it stabilizes your mind at a certain time. So routines can be very, you know, that those who do skincare routines, oh, the bougie ones, okay. So it doesn't have to be bougie, it doesn't have to be expensive, it doesn't even have to be something that takes so much of your time. You can come up with a routine, you know, like you say, when I wake up in the morning, I take my phone for 5 minutes, I do a prayer, I do whatever. In short, I just mean come up with a routine. And nobody can be able to like help you come up with a routine apart from yourself. It's you to figure out which one works when. And maybe if you're not a morning person, when you're like, 5 minutes to work, unafika 3 minutes earlier. I know those heroes. If you're those heroes and it's not gonna work, you can find a routine in between. You can have a midday routine, you can have an evening routine, you can have a routine before you go to bed. Maybe you say read a chapter or check something or create something, you know. In short, I just mean that make sure you have a routine, a weekend routine, a daily routine, a monthly routine, whichever that you're gonna grow. But just make sure you have something solid that can be able to stabilize your mind at a specific time. So number three, also, now this is quite very important, you have to prioritize your downtime. Downtime is that time that you have by yourself, for yourself. People call it me time, okay? Me time is very important. Me time is able to like cool your nerves. Me time is able to like, you're able to like analyze how things are going. It's very good to have control and direction. It's just not because of prediction, but simply because it just feels good to be in control. Trust me, and it feels good to be in control of your mind, what you're thinking. And you can only do that by giving yourself a downtime. And I think from previous episodes, I've been trying to explain downtime does not have to be like, you know, 1 month of vacation. You know, lucky are those who can afford that. Or downtime does not really have to be like a long time or something bougie or something expensive. Downtime can be just like you waking up in the morning and, you know, and sitting down and writing your manifestation. So downtime can be something simple as at the end of the week you take yourself for ice cream. Downtime can be, you know, downtime can be so many things. In short, I'm just saying something that's gonna make your dopamine I know, such an interesting word. I don't know if I've used it correctly, but it's that effect that I mean. So that was episode one, guys, and I just want to repeat it. And if you're listening to this episode, I hope you're just going to learn it throughout this whole year. Sometimes you just don't need to hear success stories of people. Sometimes once in a while, tell somebody how you failed, you know. Tell your younger one how things never worked because things never worked because you did this 1, 2, 3, 4. Of course, by now you know the mistakes that you did and you wouldn't want to repeat it. So help somebody else not to make the same mistakes. And I'm wishing you a fantastic 2024. Again, mental health is a very, very big issue. It's a very, very big topic. I normally see it kama homa, you know. You gotta prevent, ndosishikwe na homa, you gotta wear that jacket, prevent it. Now, ukishikwa, you gotta use some medicine. You gotta first start with some concussion, some first aid. So what I'm giving you is first aid. Then when it's really escalated, you go to see a doctor. That's when you go to see a doctor. But before you go see a doctor, let's prevent it, you know. Let's have some first aids. And let's try these three things, you know. Start tracking your moods. Develop a routine. And then prioritize your downtime. Tell me if it's gonna work. But other than that, see you on the next episode. And, you know, take care of yourself, y'all. You're all you got. And you can only be able to do so many things if you're mentally fit, physically fit, and of course, spiritually fit. See you on the next episode. Bye.